It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning for you 7 days a week on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course wherever you get your podcast from. Our weekend continues. It is a Sunday, November the 12th today. Yes, a busy weekend with that mad Christmas break looming and your checklist that you've got to get done before Christmas arrives. And it's always a case, isn't it, when you hit December the 1st, it's the fastest part, I maintain, of the year. So if you've got things to do, make sure you get them done. Well, coming up, we've got the 7 days of real estate. We are reflecting back on some of the talking points, the interviews, and there was plenty to talk about with Asti Mariasmo on Monday, a day out from the RBA announcement. We talked to her. Also, Ashley McKee and Natalie Fagan were here talking about the result of the block for 2023. David Banks from Canterbury in Melbourne, he was here talking about his local market. And Lauren Robinson, the five-time world champion, she was in from Gunnedah talking about just how much value there was there, and you can buy a property for around that $460,000 mark. If you're turning a year older today for November the 12th, many happy returns. Anne Hathaway is turning 40. Neil Young, 77. How is he getting on with Spotify? I guess they're not sending him a cake. Radha Mitchell is 49, and the hunk himself, Ryan Gosling, is turning 42.
It's the main centre forecast.
Around the country, let's check on your weather. Sydney, it should be mainly fine, 27. Melbourne expecting a mainly fine day, little bit of cloud with 19. Mainly fine in Brisbane with 28 degrees. And Perth, cloudy with a chance of rain, and your high 27.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
Well, mine is more of a headband. There's a change in the kind of the fashions at the moment where people are moving away from the hats to a headband that still kind of looks like a hat. Mine is hot pink only because my 7-year-old chose it. And I think there's another fashion coming in into the Melbourne fashion for the cup, in the sense that people are not using or not wearing stilettos anymore, but rather the glittery sort of sneakers with their dresses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that makes so much sense, doesn't it? It's a long day if you're there for the whole day. Perfect. And maybe you could go for a little bit of a run to the tote if you have to.
Yes, exactly. It's definitely, you know, a day where if you're not careful, you can hurt yourself. And also, it is a long day. I'm not sure what the weather is going to hold up with tomorrow, but I do know that there has been a lot of cases of dehydration at Melbourne Cups in the past, and so plenty of fluids, not just bubbles.
Yeah, well, that's sort of self-inflicted, isn't it? You start dehydrating as soon as you're drinking the bubbles. With regard to Melbourne Cup Day, I mean, what a crazy coincidence. We've got Melbourne Cup Day, and the same day tomorrow, we've got the RBA. I mean, they're chalk and cheese in terms of how we feel about them.
I think it has happened before, actually. I can't remember whether it was last year or the year before, but I do very much so remember having our boardroom lunch, keeping an eye on both the screen for Melbourne Cup and my analysts refreshing the RBA website so that we can know whether or not it's a hold or an increase. It ended up as an increase last time. So, yeah, I think it has happened before, but it can divide your attention. Well, my attention anyway. I don't know about anybody else's.
And Asti, a lot of these economists, I said the other day, started to change their decision based on the strong September quarter inflation figures that really have shifted expectations of what is likely to happen tomorrow.
Very much so. It is definitely at the moment a very hot topic as we're getting into Christmas. And we have had a few months of stable cash rate, with which I'm sure that everyone has enjoyed, especially those of us who have a mortgage and have not had to pay extra for the past few months. But the inflation rate data does show an uptick for September 2023. So it rose by 1.2% in September 2023 quarter, higher than the 0.8% rise in the June 2023 quarter. So we are seeing an uptick on a quarter by quarter basis. However, if we look at it from an annual basis, yes, there has been an increase in the September 2023 quarter, but it is a lower increase than what we saw back 12 months ago in September 2022. So on an annual basis, we're still on a downward trend, but on a quarterly basis, we are seeing a slight uptick.
What has the RBA decided to do today?
Yeah, thanks, Craig. I think this Melbourne Cup Day, a lot of people have been watching the horse racing, and I think a lot of people have also been tuning into what the RBA decision's going to be, which is a little bit of an outlier there. But yeah, look, the RBA has increased the cash rate by 25 basis points. Not totally unexpected. Takes the cash rate to 4.35%. That's the 13th increase since the first increase back in May 2022. As I said, not totally unexpected. I think some people were hoping they'd hold out a little bit longer, but it's gone up.
We are more than just a real estate podcast. We cover a multitude of subjects, including property data, current buyer-seller sentiment, and the mood of the market. Follow each week all of the main talking points and know your property.
A record-breaking 1.75 million this year. I mean, that's life-changing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Those contestants will be over the moon. It was very different to what we experienced last year. We are extremely happy for all the contestants, including the Bell Sandringham team that were the lead agents this year.
Now, I understand with the record house, it reached 5 million and there was a billionaire person that came in and bought it. You can tell that I haven't watched any of this, but is this another case of somebody coming in, and without this person coming in, probably the house may have sold for less?
Look, that's a bit of an unknown question of what it would have sold for, but fortunately enough, they had the same buyer from last year who bidded in one of the houses when it was in Gisborne. He came back through this year and purchased 3 out of the 5 houses, which is quite incredible. And we believe they're going online to be like a lotto competition for people to have the chance to win one of these houses.
All right, so we're kind of running down the clock towards Christmas. How are you guys looking between now and Christmas? What's happening?
The market's still finding the market's really strong. We have sold, I think it's about 10 properties in the last 3 weeks. So, you know, the buyers are definitely still there. The buyer pool is definitely not as large as it was this time last year, but there are still people out there looking for the next home or investment. And, you know, obviously the buyer pool has shrunk due to the interest rate rises, which again will be interesting to see what happens today.
And some comments from you with regard to the other side of Christmas into 2024. How do you think your local market is likely to play when we come back from a bit of a rest and a break?
Look, we do see that things quieten down, being that Daylesford is a tourist location. But we find that as soon as we hit the March period of the year, which the town is such a beautiful location at that time of the year, everything really does start ramping up. There's been talk that the market was doom and gloom for the last, you know, 18 months, and we haven't seen that. So we're staying quite positive into the new year.
Don't forget to subscribe. We have hundreds of episodes all designed to help you better understand the constantly evolving and dynamically changing real estate property market.
David Banks, who joins us from Jalis Craig, Canterbury, there in Melbourne. And a very good morning to you, David. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning, Craig, and thank you for the warm introduction.
Are you like me? Do you sort of go tone deaf when it comes to these advertising messages with Christmas?
It feels like they start earlier every year. And what we'll know for Boxing Day is that there'll be hot cross buns. And that's just a reality these days, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Now, tell us exactly where you are there in Canterbury. I think you're in a suburb there which some people might not have heard of.
Well, so Canterbury is one of the most affluent suburbs in Melbourne. It makes a part of the city of Boroondara. And the city of Boroondara also consists of elite suburbs like Hawthorne, Kew, Baldwin, Surry Hills, Camberwell. They are very sought after suburbs for schools, parks, public transport and local shopping.
Just on the schools, Kew, did you say that has the most amount of private schools in a suburb?
It's got the highest density of private schools in the Southern Hemisphere. What we know about Boroondara is a lot of our market is driven by education. Families wanting to move into the area to educate their children at elite schools. And then once they have finished education and the children have moved out and they're downsizing, those downsizers then might move in a city into the Richmond or Clifton Hills of this world, or downsize into an apartment and have that as a Melbourne bolt hold whilst they're spending more of their time retired down the peninsula.
In terms of the top end of the market, that $5 to $10 million space, it's still going pretty well.
It's still performing well. And we're still finding multiple buyers bidding on those properties and making offers on those properties, whether that be on market or whether that be off market. We did have an off market sale about 6 weeks ago now, and that was on the market with a price of 4.7 that was offered by a purchaser. There was a challenger. We held a private auction in the property on a Sunday afternoon and took it to a sale price of $4.95 million. So when we're seeing those sorts of off-market private auctions occurring, we are confident that the market has very good buyer depth and that, as I said earlier, one or two interest rate changes aren't going to affect that end of the market, because they're high net wealth individuals.
That's interesting that it's an off-market sale. You have two people interested in the property and then you hold a private auction. Now, I haven't heard of this happening. How often does this happen where you are?
Well, it happens even with our expressions of interest campaigns. It can occur where we've got, again, three or four parties who hold interest in a property at the same price and the vendor is willing to sell the property for that price. And I think one of the reasons our company does that as a policy is to maintain transparency through the process so that everyone gets a fair chance of buying the property, securing the property, but equally they can see who their competition is. And whether that be themselves bidding or through the process of an advocate, I think it's important to make sure that all parties are looked after, because whilst what we know is that every buyer one day becomes a seller, and we want them to know that they've been fairly treated and looked after.
From first-time home buyers to seasoned investors to breaking property news, discover the stories behind the real estate.
So how are you getting on? What was your thinking with regard to the 25 basis points?
We are still hanging here. I feel that every time there's an increase, we always use that word unprecedented in so many years, because for a lot of us, especially people from my generation, this is unprecedented. And I think it puts a pressure for people, including myself as a homeowners. But at the same time, I feel that as a business owner, I get the double whammy of the negative impact of the interest hike, especially so close to Christmas. This is supposed to be, you know, the period where people are spending more, people are keeping the economy going, their retail spending is increasing for this period of time from November, December, and a little bit into January. So I feel that there are a lot of business owners out there, including bigger businesses like retailers, who feel that this latest increase is a little bit untimely.
Yeah, unfortunately, when it comes to a rate rise, it's always going to be untimely. But what about your friends in a similar situation to you? Friends like millennials that are heavily caught up in the rate cycle, what sort of stress levels are they at right now?
This time around, it's a little bit different to earlier this year, because earlier this year, even though people were talking about the likelihood of the rate being increased, you know, every month, we saved like crazy in terms of the past 3 months. I think hopefully this is what the RBA would like to see. And if everyone is doing that, maybe it will rein in inflation.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
You are a fifth generation real estate agent, and I think it goes all the way back with your family to 1895. Is that right?
That is correct. We've been here for a long, long time and know the area very well.
Now, Canada, it sounds a little bit like Canada. Is there any confusion with the name with Canada?
Absolutely. You know, you can go to a shop here in town and there's tea towels and stubby holders all with the meme. I said Canada, not Canada. My husband, you know, when we were dating in Sydney, I think his mum finally turned around after 6 months and said, you know what, you don't really have a Canadian accent. It happens all the time. I think my schoolmates, I went to boarding school in Sydney, they thought I was from Canada the first year. Like it's actually a thing.
Canada, not Canada. Yeah. And just for those people that might not know where Canada is, can you just do the geography of it?
Yes. Well, it's not the dog on the tucker box either. That's Gundagai. So Canada is northwest New South Wales. I guess our closest sort of larger township is Tamworth. We're probably 5 hours drive from Sydney. If you look at Coffs Harbour on the map of Australia, we're directly inland from there. We're sort of 5 hours to everywhere, really.
You are also a five-time world champion triathlete. You are busy.
Yes, well, we love our sport in Canada, so there's lots of sporting groups.
Five-time world champion. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, that's hardcore.
I mean, obviously, I'm not a world champion right now. I think I competed my last world championship in 2014. I wasn't alone. There's a lot of people out there that I trained with and we got a crew together and it was just good to travel, like all the triathlons at the time. So it was just a thing.
Well, your ancestors back from 1895 would be pretty impressed with you.
Absolutely. I'd like to point out that I'm probably the first generation of my family to make money from real estate. I just remember working with my father and uncle. They used to have to sell cows just to cover most of the bills. Every now and then the finance lady would go, Don, are you selling any cows this month? Because they needed it. Now it's obviously turned around. Canada is got all these industries back and we're a little vibrant town and real estate's a great industry to be a part of.
Now, a lot of first home buyers, of course, as we know, work from home. So it does give them the flexibility to travel well beyond where they would normally consider. So just set that up in terms of median house price, what sort of value a first home buyer could actually get in your little town.
If you're talking our median house price of, you know, I think it's about $462,000. I think that's what the paper said. You're really looking at a neat and tidy three-bedroom brick home on a large block, maybe with a shed or a single garage or something like that. Probably not two bathrooms or an unrenovated, you know, sort of four-bedroom, two-bathroom brick home in a good area. So a great start-off property. I have noticed, I mean, in the 20 years that I've been selling, first-home buyers don't want to do any work. They don't want to buy a doer-upper. They want like to go straight in with that nice home. Not saying it's the forever home, but it, you know, a lot of them do want that.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.